You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for the Eleanor Grace Show with Eleanor Grace.
Eleanor Grace.
Live from gracedestiny.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is the Eleanor Grace Show
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello. Hi, everyone. How are you? Nice and hot. We're hot here. I'm in London, in the UK. We're not used to the heat at all, but let's get going with lots and lots of tarot card psychic readings and, you know, really, really looking at your connections here today. I'll be using my crystal as well. Let's just have a look here at the crystal ball. This one has got citrine in it, and it is all about prosperity, manifesting some of your dreams as well. That's very important. And I think, you know, we've all got to look at that. We've all got to look at, well, what are our hopes and dreams? Where are we going to? What do we want to achieve? Who do we want to meet? There's always people to meet and places to go, new experiences as well for all of us. So let's see what's in the card, shall we, here for you. Now, in Europe, just for those of you across the pond, it is burning. We've got fires everywhere in Spain, in France, in Germany, and they're now just starting in the UK as well. So I'm hoping it's not too hot where you are, or that you are more prepared. Perhaps that's what it is, to deal with the heat and a few fires that are random across the scorched earth. So that's what we've got here, some scorched earth. I'm just going to take a card here. This is all about the sea. This is all about water, emotion, and some people perhaps feeling as though they need to be perhaps a bit more open with their feelings in relationships here today, and perhaps sharing a lot more about how everybody is going to become part of a bigger family. And that, I think, is really important. It's that unity across the world, and that unity as well to everybody, and particularly those that are close to you, your friends, your neighbours, and that opportunity, I think, is growing. So we do have a lot of water, and we have a lot of defensive behaviour as well. Now, that might well come through in some of our readers, and I'm connecting now to Tracy in Atlanta, Georgia. Hello there, Tracy. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing today?
Well, we're burning here in the UK and Europe, so it's not pleasant. There's fires everywhere, so we're just not used to the temperatures like you are as well, Tracy. But, you know, we're coping just about. So let's have a look at you. I'm just going to take a couple of cards here. I'm connecting through to you, and I feel that you're going to be looking at your resources here, looking at money, very important, I feel, and some particular celebrations that are coming up. These will be parties, because I do have gatherings of people. I do have anniversary celebrations, family members coming together. And at first, you may feel as though you're not welcome, or that there's some atmosphere, you know, there's some difficulty here within your particular group that you're surrounded by. However, don't feel vulnerable at all. Just feel as though you can take your rightful place, because you're right there here, Tracy, in the middle of other people, celebrating yourself, I think. So actually showing that you can be the life and soul of the party. Now, something has happened, I feel, in your life to perpetuate this, to get you to where you are going to be in the next few weeks. And that is being brought into this group of people that you didn't really expect to be there. You know, you're sort of a bit uncomfortable. Does that ring true to you? Have you got this tension with near neighbors or family members? What's going on with you, Tracy? Because I feel that
I have tension at work.
Is that what it is? It's work. Oh, dear. Uh-huh. And, you know, it's always a problem, isn't it? So is there like this get-together, people wanting to collaborate or, you know, have conversations that you don't approve of? Is that something that's happening as well?
That's correct.
Yeah, I thought so. And yet you are in the center of this. And it's not your fault. You didn't bring it to you. However, you are the victor as well. So you will have victory on your own terms. And that's really important. So stay quiet, say nothing. And then there is this moment that you will have your day. You know, the light is shining on you. You are bright. You are really a high achiever yourself. That's how I would describe you, Tracy. And you're proud as well of who you are and what you've become. I think you've overcome many difficulties, actually, to get to where you are today. So it's important, isn't it, for you to stand your ground. So disappointments, recent disappointments leading up to this breakthrough. And I do think it's a breakthrough. I do think that you can really maintain that sort of positive sense of really being able to influence other people. And that's your particular magic trick. That's what you're good at. You're good at allowing other people to have their say, and then, you know, certainly with aplomb, you will influence them and you will say, look, this is my opinion, and these are the reasons why you have to take notice of me. Looking at your cards here, you do have a soul in spirit with you. This is a man, I think he's a father or grandfather, he's from your paternal line, has come straight down and has plonked himself here, and he just wants to be very definite about what you're doing next. And really, I think the message from him is, look what you're doing, Tracy, take no notice of other people particularly, but get a move on. He wants you to hurry up with your plans. And I think he wants you to be settled as well in your life. So are you thinking of moving, Tracy?
I am thinking of moving. I want to move towards the country area.
Yeah. So is it a father or a grandfather that's with you in spirit today?
I have grandfathers and I have a father-in-law.
Okay. I want to go to a G and a T, those two initials. I'm not quite sure which one applies to you. Maybe both of them do, but they're initials that I'm giving you that begins with names like a Gray or a Greg. It's a short name, maybe even a nickname as well, and a Tony. So I want to go to those two names. They're both four-letter names, so they're both, you know, really impacting on me. Now, they may not be for you. There's been a lot of people mm-hmm. that have entered into my spirit room here today, but do you recognize those names in your life somewhere?
There's a couple of those names that could apply in a few areas of life.
Okay. But not in spirit, no?
I had a friend pass by the name of Greg.
Greg, okay. Well, Greg's here then. He's going to say hi. Was he like that? Okay. Did he do, hey,
yes.
You know, I'm here. Was he that sort of personality?
Yeah.
Oh, I like him a lot, you know. I really do. I think that he was that life and soul of the party. I think he wants you to be as well, and to be vibrant, mm-hmm. to live your life, you know, take no notice of these moaners, groaners, these people that get on your nerves and do all of that. I feel that you're better than that. And that's what he's saying to you. He said, look, Tracy, you know, you're better than that. You really are. Mm-hmm. So celebrate that moment, because it's unusual. We're millions of miles away from each other. And he's come in to say hello to you. Now, Tony, who is he? Who is Tony?
There's a Tony on this side, but I'm not sure about the other side.
Oh, I can't hear you now.
There's a Tony on this side, but not the other side.
So he's in your life. Okay. All right. I understand that. He's got to watch out. Tony has got to watch out about a vehicle, an unsafe vehicle. So just tell him to get his car checked or a vehicle checked, would you? If you know him, I don't think that he's going to have a problem, but it's just, you know, he needs to check things out. He really does. So, question here for you, Tracy. Do you have a son? Mm-hmm. Do you have a boy? Yeah? Okay.
I do.
So, he's got quite a lot to celebrate coming up, your boy. I think, you know, it's one of those times that you're going to be very proud of him. And I'm very pleased to say that, and also to recognize that with you too, because it is important. Mm-hmm. And it is that, you know, lovely sense of new direction that he's got. He's clever, you know, his mind is working, and I've got him... Oh, I think thinking a lot, making lots of plans, but actually having something very positive, very important to celebrate very soon, like a new job or a new business, a new start. But he's got to really use his mind. He's got to put all of that ingenuity, that clever approach into his project. So his project will be very important. And there's animals here as well. I've certainly got lots of animals. Do you have a dog?
He has a dog, and my daughter has a dog.
Okay. I think it's him. So I'm wanting to connect to him. And maybe there's a new dog that's there. And I just feel that there's something about his vehicle. He's got to sort that out. And then he's got to look at some of his pets. So I think there's another dog coming in. Do you know what? I mean, he's a wonderful character. I really, really like him. And I feel that you... just got to accept this amazing message from Greg to say, hi, you know, I'm here. It's okay. I'm okay. I'm doing all right. I think he wants to connect to a lady. I've got the initial of S around her. I'm not sure quite who she is. So I'd have to be connected to her in a reading first. But if you know her, people that surrounded him, then just pass on that message from spirit, would you, to say he's arrived, he's okay, he wants to make that connection, and he will do. He's going to come through again. So it's been wonderful speaking to you here, Tracy. Do drop a message. I'm often on TikTok. You can see me there, or drop me a message on here on the A1R Moonstruck TV. You can always do that. And I will try and get back to you if you've got any questions. But right now I'm going to Joe. Hello, Joe. Hi, you're with Eleanor Grace. How are you?
I am doing fantastic, Eleanor.
Are you? Oh, good. Well, I'm glad to hear it. Have you just got some new tricks or toys or computers or technology? There's something in front of you, because I'm doing this all the time, sort of fingers. What are you up to? What are you doing?
I'm enjoying my first summer off in 19 years. So I've just been finagling around.
Are you going fishing or anything? Are you going fishing, or, you know, by a lake? Are you by water here? Because I've got fish swimming around.
is one of the things I like to do. Yes, fishing and disc golf.
Okay, disco.
Disc golf, yeah.
Frisbee. Very diverse. Very diverse. Well, I've got fishing, so I'm placing you where the fish are. That's what I have, and I feel that frisbee and golf, that's really important. But I think there's so much enjoyment around you, and I think that is amazing. This is a time where you will be celebrating yourself. Now, I've got the Knight of Cups here. So this is about being with the gang, with the boys, with friends, a friendship group that are making everything just that little bit more special, I think, for you. And I do feel that that's important. You're the King here, King of Wands. So you are going to take on board new activities and you're learning new things. So perhaps it is about psychic senses or spiritualism or wanting to understand a little bit more about mediumship, spirit guides, and how that's affecting you. But I feel as though you're quite intense and that you really want to learn and you want to know such a lot more. Is that true?
I used to do it quite a bit on here. I've kind of changed my faith path after a while. I was a practitioner of sorts, and I left my church and kind of going a different route, giving up a lot of the burden that I had, so to speak.
Wow, that's good. I like the sound of burdens being released because we shouldn't carry them. It's such a short life that we have, relatively speaking. You know, we talk about the years in front of us, but then, you know, really it's a journey and we have to make the most of it. We have to get everything into that journey that we can. I feel as though you are going back to the beginning again. I think that you are starting out anew, quite innocent in your skills. So I think you will be learning new hobbies and actually expanding your friendship groups and expanding in relationships as well. So I feel that that's very important. You will be taking this journey. This is symbolic though, because this is across the water. This is a journey that you will take that nobody else can. And that means it's not a physical journey. This is a very strong symbolism, I think, of how you can really sort of just be making a deal with yourself. And I think that's something that you've got to do. There's a younger person here as well. Do you have a daughter?
I have a two-year-old daughter, yes.
Two-year-old.
She's two-year-old lovely. Baby girl.
Yeah, she's beautiful because I've got this little pitter-patter, and she wants to go on the sand and, you know, her feet, she wants to really sort of feel the earth on her toes. She's a beautiful soul, gorgeous, gorgeous girl I have. But there's another baby to come as well, so expect that anytime soon. I feel that there's another child for you. A pregnancy, another soul to come into the world, because I have you surrounded here with joy, absolutely surrounded with joy. It's a pleasure to see it. Let's have a look into the crystal now. This is about prosperity too. So have you started a new job here, Joe? Because you've got more money coming in, that's for sure.
I am hoping, I'm hoping to have my teaching license next year at a new school. Went from an aide
new
to
one.
Being a teacher, hopefully next year. So I'm hoping to be a social studies teacher next year.
Okay, so this is all about society then, because you do have lots of people here in your crystal, and you have that sort of sense of being a very sort of human person. There's philanthropy here. So you will be really wanting to enter into charities, helping others as charitable status. You will have a business, I think, in your lifetime that will actually connect to charities and the well-being of others. It's where your soul comes from. And it makes you a really good parent and a good teacher. So, you know, I can see that. I can see exactly how you will feel animated. And I do want to go to some animation as well, sort of characters. Do you draw really well, or is it just something that you like, sort of like Mickey Mouse, the Disney characters? Are those favorites of yours at all?
I am more of a architectural type drawer than my character.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I'm wondering if this is your daughter then, because I've got the artist around you and I can see these caricatures. Watch for that. I'll give you that. It may be many, many years yet before that materializes, but the artistic strength that your daughter will, I feel, display, they come from you and they belong to your heritage, to your background. And I do feel as well, there's a lady here with you today. She's come a long way. So she would be an old soul, you know, somebody who passed a very long time ago, not recently passed into spirit. But there's a sense here around her that she's got that she had that sort of fear. There was a lot of fear in her, you know, for things like hauntings or Halloween or witches and wizards, that sort of area. And she's sort of showing that to me in the crystal. What does that mean to you? I mean, is this something that's relevant to you?
It sounds like my friend Kathleen that passed away that I worked with quite a while ago, but she was like one of my good friends.
And is that what she was into? Yeah. Oh. Was that what she wanted to? Yeah. She loved the witches, the wizards, and haunted. I mean, it's a very unusual thing, particularly for me to say, being a psychic. We don't like to draw that analogy to us because we are, you know, we're not witches. So I just want to make that quite clear. So this is coming in from spirit, and you are being granted that amazing opportunity to say hi. You know, this is your Catherine that is here, bringing witches, wizards. She's with your little girl a lot. I feel that she talks to her, or, you know, just lets her see her sometimes. So it wouldn't surprise me if your daughter is quite gifted in that way. But do not be frightened, because this is the most genuine energy, the most loving and true energy that I am seeing. And you're very protected as well. So there's a huge amount of protection around you, and you will go far in your life. So teaching other little ones, do you also teach music? Is that something that you like? If you don't, then introduce it into your lessons when you do start teaching, because that's going to be the melody. There's a melody that I'm giving to you that is how you should sort of sing your tuition. I'm not meaning that literally, but it's symbolic of, you know, find a method that is very melodic in which you will be able to really get your point across, get your teaching across in a way that is so easily understood by the little ones and the students that you have. But it's a great career and a big jump up financially as well. That's what's going to come in for you. And that's allowing you to feel particularly special, I think, Joe, about the choices that you have made. There's a great big horse here. seeing this horse in the crystal. Now, the horse is about success, so very symbolic of a successful journey that you are taking. Partly that is your studying, partly that is how you are growing in the world of your career. But the other analogy that I have is a physical one. So horse riding will be something that I can see you doing. Do you like to ride horses at all?
I am disabled, so that's a little outside of my physical purview.
Maybe
that will be a
therapeutic type of exercise. Watch for it, because I do have a horse here, but let's just take that as a very successful journey for you, because the horse is always a symbolic method of saying to you, look, success is just around the corner. You don't really have to work that hard. You've done all of your hard work now. And now it's time for you to congratulate yourself, I think, Jo, and really be so very pleased with everything that you've achieved and the future that is full of promise for you. So thank you for joining me here on my show today. I've been Eleanor Grace, and it's a pleasure to speak to all of you across the world. And I will see you same time next week, and join me then.